Smoosh join us today, set up on drums and keyboards in our cafe studio. The Seattle-based duo of two sisters, Chloe and Asya, have recently released their second album, Free to Stay. We'll meet the girls in just a moment, but let's start with this live version of Find a Way. That is Find a Way, and that is the song that begins Smoosh's second album, Free to Stay, and that's my favorite song of the last 7 days, which is pretty good for me. I hear too much music, but there's something about the way you guys compose that don't follow all the structures you usually see in song structures and stuff. It's just great. So congratulations on that. Good to have you. We are joined by Chloe and Asya, who have joined us today. Chloe's on drums, and Na Na Na's on that one, and Asya is on a couple different keyboards. Does everything get credited to the both of you when you write?
Yeah, we both basically just do our own parts, so.
Yeah, I don't help Asya make lyrics. I just do my drum parts.
Mm-hmm. Stuff. So lyrics are mostly yours, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting. The story I understand is Chloe, you were looking for a violin. One of you was looking for a violin. You went into a record store and bought a drum kit, which somehow had logic behind it. Is this the drum kit you ended up buying, or is this a different one?
No. Well, it wasn't me that wanted to get a violin. We just had this violin on our shelf. It's collecting dust. I have no idea why we wanted to get it strung because it was broken. So we went to this guitar, some place that had drums in it too. And there's this drum set. upstairs that I wasn't like planning on getting drum set or anything. I just thought it looked all like big and shiny and stuff and sparkly. And it was red, and now it's too small. So I have a new one.
Well, this one is big and sparkly and gray. So, but it, did you end up playing drums too at the time?
Yeah, we both took drum lessons, so. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's why it's also percussive. Maybe that's something to do with that. Who knows? Anyway, how is this second album feel different for you guys than the first? Does it feel different?
Yeah, it does. I think the first one, we only took 3 days to record it and like finished our whole CD, so there wasn't really that much work that got put into it. And so there's like a lot of mistakes you can hear on it. And our new one, I think...
Well, so does, our new one still has mistakes, but it doesn't have like as much...
Yeah, it's. I think the songs are more complicated, and I do bass, like bass piano mm-hmm. on some of them, mm-hmm. and I also play guitar on one song.
Well, playing live today is Smoosh, which I understand Smoosh was, you wanted it to be Smoosh, but people started calling it Smoosh.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird word, because we weren't really sure if it was a word, and everyone pronounced it Smoosh, so we just changed
it. There's no way to spell Smoosh.
Yeah, well, Smoosh is perfect. Anyway, what song is next?
It's called Gold, but I don't know why it's called Gold.
All right. Smoosh playing live today. Smooch are playing live today on the World Cafe, and that is Gold, another one from Free to Stay. I've neglected to mention that you guys are, 12 and 14?
Yeah.
Because I want to let people hear this music beforehand, because it's, you know, there's an element of people liking Smoosh, because gosh, aren't they cute and young. But the music's really, really kind of cool. And I wanted people to have a chance to hear all that before they found out that information. But here it is. I'm a little confused. Here it is. Early, we're actually recording this in fairly early June, and you guys are out on the road on a weekday. What do you do about school?
We just bring our homework with.
Yeah, and our schoolwork.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Are you doing homeschooling, or are you working at, are you still going to school?
We go to school.
Oh, okay. So did you do any homeschooling at all?
Yeah.
We used to.
Yeah, 2 years ago, I think.
We did. Yeah. What's you like better?
Well, when I was in homeschool, it was only us, and I didn't get to, have lots of friends going to my school with me.
We didn't really have any friends.
This is my first year in middle school, and there's, so many nice people that are, in music, too, and everything in there.
Yeah, it's kind of tough being alone, I would think, in that way. Now, obviously, your parents were really supportive because they bought the drum kit, they had lessons, did the whole thing. What do they do? Are they musicians? Or are they?
No, they don't play music.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they like music? Are they fans?
I think they like music, but yeah. They just don't play it.
Ah, okay. And what do they think of all this now?
I think they like it. They like to go on tour, except they don't really like driving, but they like to see new places and they like to hear all the new bands and stuff.
That's true. They get to tour with you.
Yeah.
They get all the advantages of touring. another thing we kind of neglected to mention is when you went to take drum lessons, you took them from Jason McGurr from Death Cab for Cutie, who I later became Death Cab for Cutie. Did he affect what you guys were listening to and stuff? Did he give you things to check out?
Well, we listened to his band and then also stuff on his label, so...
Mm.
Kind of, but he didn't really... Yeah, I guess, kind of.
Smooch are playing live today, and the new album is called Free to Stay, and what's next?
She's Right. Oh,
And that is another one from the new one. That's Smoosh playing live, and she's right today on the World Cafe. Seeing as you do all the lyrics, what inspires them?
I get them from like poems that I wrote or stories or something, and sometimes there's this place like my piano in my house. There's this window right by it, and it's a really good place to write lyrics. I always think of stuff when I'm there. So I usually just, when I'm writing the songs, I just think of stuff, and sometimes I write poems and then use that. So,
would it happen that there'd be something that you two have been working on, and then you just go off and write lyrics to that after it's all done?
Yeah, or sometimes I just make them up when I make the piano, because I think of stuff right away. So it kind of depends if I think of stuff right away or if I have to like write a poem to think of stuff.
So would you have any advice for girls who want to get started playing in a band?
Yeah, sort of. Well, if you're starting to be in like a band or something, you shouldn't do it for any other reason besides it being fun. Like, you shouldn't do it if your friends just like think it's cool or something, or I don't know, if you think you're gonna get a lot of money or something. You just do it if it's fun.
And it also, you shouldn't have a practice schedule, because then it makes it seem like work, and then it's not fun. So,
how do you arrange your practicing? Just whenever you're in the mood?
Yeah. Except, like, we usually just do it whenever we want to, except for before like a tour, we have to practice every day, because otherwise it won't be good.
Does it ever? I'm curious, because you haven't been doing it that long, but does it ever become not fun when you're out having to do like date?
No, I don't like touring. I mean, touring's always fun, but I just don't like practicing sometimes.
I hate doing homework too. When you have to like do our homework, always thinking about it, and it's so annoying.
What do y'all want to finish up with?
La Pump.
Down.
Pump finishing up our set from Smooge today on the World Cafe. Thank you so much for playing live. That was great.
Yeah, thanks for having us.